This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, church stabbing declared an act of terror, supermarket boss threatened with jail time, and more annual leave on the cards for Aussie workers. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your lunchtime Nine News podcast. The Prime Minister is calling for calm after a stabbing in Sydney's southwest was declared a terrorist attack. Here's Nine News federal politics editor Michael Packey.
Anthony Albanese has convened a meeting of the National Security Committee following last night's stabbing attack at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Sydney's southwest. The PM says there's no place for violent extremism in Australia.
This is a time to unite, not divide as a community and as a country.
ASIO boss Mike Burgess says the incident is religiously motivated and the 16-year-old boy who allegedly stabbed an Assyrian bishop and priest is under arrest, but he won't be drawn into the possibility the teenager has been radicalised.
Those details are best kept in close hold until we actually work through the facts of the matter.
Federal Independent MP Di Lee, whose seat covers the Wakeley area, is worried that declaring the incident a terrorist act will fuel fears in her community.
People are now scared of one another, which we shouldn't be.
The National Imams Council and other religious leaders are also calling for calm. Michael Packey, Nine News.
The attacks in Bondi Junction and Wakeley have prompted a warning from the US Embassy. It's urging residents travelling to Australia to be vigilant and practice sound personal security. The boss of Woolworths has been threatened with jail time amid fiery questioning at an inquiry into supermarket pricing. Here's Nine News federal politics reporter Zach De Silva.
Brad Banducci wraps up as Woolworths' chief executive later this year, but he's not out of the hot seat just yet. He's faced intense scrutiny at a parliamentary inquiry into the supermarket sector. Greens Senator Nick McKim has asked Mr. Banducci multiple times for a key measure of his company's profitability, threatening to hold the Woolies boss in contempt if he didn't answer.
And that carries potential sanctions, including up to 6 months imprisonment for you.
After multiple attempts, Mr. Banducci eventually admitted he didn't know the figure.
It will probably be in a document somewhere, but it's not a number I focus on.
Mr. Banducci has also rejected accusations of price gouging, claiming the supermarket sector is highly competitive. In Canberra, Zach De Silva, Nine News.
Employees could see their annual leave double if it's given at half pay. Union and employer groups are hoping to introduce a right into industry awards, but there are still questions about whether employers will be given full discretion to refuse staff requests. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says the changes would allow for greater flexibility in the workplace.
That will provide more flexibility for workers, in particular workers who've got caring responsibilities. Sometimes lots of people are now looking after not just their own children but elderly parents. And this would provide them with more options to be able to take leave and ensure that they've still got a job.
Disgraced ex-Australian cricketer Michael Slater is due to face court today on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. The 54-year-old is facing almost 20 charges relating to domestic violence offences and breaching bail. 2.5 years after the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, the armourer of the film Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reid, has been jailed. Here's Nine News US correspondent Lauren Tomasi.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reid was the weapons supervisor on the Hollywood West in Rust, responsible for gun safety on the set, but a court found she didn't do her job and failed to check the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin, which fired and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Today, Gutierrez-Reid was sentenced to the maximum 18 months behind bars, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. A New Mexico judge scathing as she told the 26-year-old, if it wasn't for her, Ms. Hutchins would be alive, lambasting her for a lack of remorse. Alec Baldwin, who has pleaded not guilty to the same charge of involuntary manslaughter, is expected to stand trial come July. In the United States, Lauren Tomasi, Nine News.
And research suggests intense stretch sessions aren't needed to improve flexibility. A University of South Australia study shows stretching for up to 8 minutes a week is all it takes to improve range of motion. In finance, the Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
The Sydney Swans will wear black armbands in their clash with Gold Coast to honour the lives lost in the stabbing attack at Bondi Junction. Coach John Longmire says it's frightening the attack happened in their backyard.
It's just 5 minutes away, and all of our kids go there, our kids' families go there, our friends, we go there, we travel there all the time, and just by a stroke of luck, our friends and our family weren't there, but a lot of people were.
Collingwood Premiership star Nathan Murphy has announced his immediate retirement from the AFL. To NRL, Dragons star Zach Lomax's move to the Eels is now official. Parramatta has announced he'll join on a 4-year deal at the end of the season. In the EPL, Chelsea star Cole Palmer has scored 4 goals in a 6-0 thrashing of Everton at Stamford Bridge. And the men's elimination rounds at the Margaret River Surf Pro are back underway. Aussie Reef Hazelwood has booked his place in the round of 32 in WA. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.